This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. Technology is making the world a loud place. Researchers say one in five Americans over the age of 12 now has at least some hearing deficit. And smartphones, iPods, video games, even chemicals are making it worse, stressing out the cells in our ears until they give up their biological instinct to protect themselves. That's why audiologist and molecular biologist O'Neill Guthrie hopes to engineer biomedical therapies to amplify the cell's protective mechanisms.
Noise-induced hearing loss, what generally happens is the cell commits suicide. There's enough pathological pathways that are upregulated that the cell decides that it's not worth it to survive. It's a process called apoptosis. So what we want to do is understand that process within the ear and then develop therapies to stop that process or reverse it in some way.
In his lab at Northern Arizona University, Guthrie conducts various audiological tests on animals to learn more about the cochlea, the auditory part of the inner ear.
We expose them to noise that people are exposed to, so factory workers, police officers, military personnel. Then what we do is measure how the cells in the cochlea work. We measure the neurons, specifically the neurons that bring the information from the cochlea to the brain. Then we measure how the brain itself processes that information that it receives from the neuron. So that's how we're able to characterize the physiological effects in an animal.
Guthrie is in the process of developing drug therapies to repair damaged ear cells and prevent hearing loss. Someday, he hopes to produce a pill to take, say, before a construction worker uses a jackhammer, or after you come back from a loud concert. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.